The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, here with you on this Wednesday. It is, gosh, already the 8th of February, 2012. With me today is Peter Neese. Peter, how are you?
Great, John. Great. It's good to be back with you.
Well, glad to have you here. Hey, did you happen to catch yesterday the thing that went viral through the internet and globally about the position that the FBI has taken on American people?
No, I didn't see it, John.
All right, I'll have to pull the story up here. Basically, thumbnail, without getting into any of the gory little details, is, you know, all you people out there, you sovereign people, they're now warning the police that at the drop of a hat, these guys could go postal on you. Because they're the tax protesters, and they don't want any control of the government. And actually, what's going on here, and the way I see this, is the government is starting to throw a hissy fit because people are now starting to reacquaint themselves with what government constitutionally we're supposed to have. So, we're going to get into that in a little bit here, but I just find it kind of strange. What's that new TV series? I'm sure Vinny said something about it today. The survival series that just cropped up last night.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that advertised.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shows them in gas masks, loading guns and stuff.
And shooting cats. Yeah. And it's really amazing to me because...
Survivor or something like that?
Something. Prepper something.
Yeah.
They're preppers. Yeah. And it was kind of amazing, you know, we had asteroids that could hit the Earth and earthquakes that could happen. And, we have tectonic plate shift. We're going to continue to have volcanic activity. Yes, we're going to have sunspots, and we'll have all of these things, as we have always had. You know, we kind of take it for granted, and we don't really pay that much attention to it. We just accepted that's the way it is. Now people start pulling this stuff out of the trash bin as if it's, you know, oh, this is extra special and this is important, and everybody panic over this thing. But what I really noticed, Peter, over this series, that they really didn't go in to who might be transgressing on these people's private property, who was the threat against that, well, they had to hoard all this food and have all these guns and have all this ammunition, and they really didn't go into it.
Well, a lot of it probably was emphasizing the loss of confidence in government.
Yeah, without ever really saying it.
Right.
They're building a case in the public's mind.
Right.
Tell you what, we got to take this break. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Peter Neese with us today, and we'll get into the stuff right after this.
Our Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, talking to people, Peter, that aren't up to speed, watch CNN, drink their morning coffee, go to work, do the routine that millions of Americans do every single day of their lives, they may not understand what is happening. They see a lot of crisis and a lot of chaos. They don't know what's causing it, what's really going on. And they further, if they've heard it, they don't understand that this chorus that's been building, it was a mouse fart initially. Now it's becoming more than a mouse roar. It's this din, this chatter in the background that they can't quite hear. You know, they're straining to hear it. It's like an oncoming freight train. You think you hear something, and then you're not sure, and oh, yeah, and then it gets louder, and well, then it passes. Well, this isn't passing. This is a din. This is this chatter. This is background noise, this static that's going on, that's growing in intensity. They still can't hear it because their brain's not wired to hear it. Their brain has been plugged in to what they have been conditioned to day in and day out, that this is the way life is. This is your avenue of information. This is what the world looks like through our filtering process. So when they hear somebody in mainstream I can guarantee you it's driving down the road right now, listening to the sound of my voice, and they're hearing this, and they're going, who the hell is this guy? And what I'm about to say here, they're not going to even begin to fathom and understand what I'm about to say. Title on a story. Let's take an instance here. Terrorist. That's a noun, folks. Anyone who disagrees with the government. Oh, well, of course. See, you've been conditioned into thinking that, hey, politics in this country, it's always been dirty. Yeah, they talk out of the sides of their face. Yeah, they're just interested in getting reelected. And that's all the thought they ever give it. Peter, they don't start to put in and make that connection as to why things are going wrong, because they have not educated themselves on the Constitution. Many people in America that have been plugged in to the matrix and hear that, well, gosh, here they go again, Constitution, Constitution. They don't realize that the loss of their liberty, their wealth, their well-being, the little bit of sanctity and sanity that they had in their life has since left the building running and screaming at Mach 3 with its hair on fire. They don't realize, Peter, where this has come from. They just don't get it.
If it makes you feel any better, I sat down with myself the other day in a very quiet room, okay, and I asked myself this question, and I got an answer. And the answer I'm working on right now, and I'm just kind of developing the premise for it, and I'm trying right now desperately to gather information, and I have some techniques right now to help the people open up the right side of their brain, because it's been shut down.
Yes, it has been.
And the techniques that I've been looking at and using is like when a lot of people are right-handed, take a couple minutes a day or something and start writing with your left hand. And I, even though it looks terrible and everything else, I'm not really interested in what it looks like. I'm interested in the neurons that it's going to open up to the right side of the brain in you trying to do this, because it's new pathways that give you now what I call combined thinking between the left half of the brain and the right half of the brain, because their system that they've used on us is shut down the right side.
It's amazing.
I know that sounds weird, and believe me, when I first came across it, I said, wow, but there's a lot of evidence basically to support, you know, what they've done. And when the right side gets opened up, there's such a different perception by the people, and believe me, it does work. It makes you, I'm just going to say this in the way that I can, it makes you a little closer to the power in the universe about what's going on and what's happening, and it gives you better vision.
You know, I sometimes joke about this, and people don't understand the humor behind it, but... Massengale, that's a company out there that, if you know anything about feminine hygiene products, they make feminine hygiene products.
Right.
And Peter, I swear, and half of this is tongue-in-cheek, but I'm half serious as well, that I wish that I could come out with a product that we could distribute for free, that people could take this product and cleanse their mind and open up that right half of the brain and maybe call it the Massengale mental mind douche. You call it what you will. But to flush all the stuff, your preconceived notions, how you view the world, how your understanding has come about, and people don't like to admit this, Peter, that they really don't understand something. They will play and fake it till they make it or whatever the deal is. You know, they think that they understand the way the world works. People do not like to admit that they misunderstand, that they don't really get it, and that they do a lot of blank filling, or they don't spend a whole lot of time thinking You know, it's rather fascinating. I'll give you an instance. I went to go have my hair cut, and I'm sitting there in this chair, and I'm talking to the dear lady, and she is a very nice lady, Mexican gal. Araceli is her name. Couldn't even spell it initially, but she is a wonderful person. Bubbly. She's over 60, and she's still cutting hair, but she does it with a sense of humor and style that I appreciate. And I ask her a question, and I said, did you know the Federal Reserve wasn't federal and there's no reserves? There's no gold? She looked at me. She said, there isn't. And I said, do you know what I do? And she goes, yeah, I think you told me you do talk radio. I said, why do you think I do that? She says, well, there's a lot of people who do it. I'm assuming you're doing it because that's how you make your living. I thought, oh, she only knew. I just looked at her and I said, you know, I've spent $3.5 million in the last 7 years trying to educate people like yourself. I'm not doing this for my ego. I'm certainly not doing it for the wealth. I'm not doing it for the notoriety. I said, I'm doing it so people like you can take advantage of all the research and everything that everybody else has ferreted out. And I was not upset with her in the least, because to be upset on an individual basis with all the individuals in this country that don't get it, that think that they know but they really don't know, hell, I'd be a stark raving madman at this point.
John, with what I'm learning right now, when you talk to that woman about basically her not understanding what was going on, and believe me, I'm not being an outer limits guy to you or anything else, but when I tell you this, you know, take it for what it's worth. If you take on her persona, in other words, her not knowing, and you treat it as though it was yours, and you make it knowing, believe me, it will change her, and it'll change most any people that you decide to do that to. And I know it sounds crazy.
No.
But it works. It works.
No. You didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, because I was just coming around to that. So I sat there for about 5 minutes and ripped off a diatribe that it is so ingrained in my mind, I didn't even have to think about what I was saying. I just went into autoplay mode. And at the end of that, she looked at me, and I said, you know, if the beast is going to gnaw your head off and leave you dead and dying and bleeding to death, wouldn't you at least want to know what bit you and why? She considered that for a moment, and she said, yeah, most assuredly. If something's going to get me, I want to know. And I said, please, start listening to the radio. I said, you got a car? Your husband was just here? Yeah. He has his own car. I said, so you're getting off of work at 5. I said, tune in to 11:40 a.m. and start listening. I said, because we desperately need people to understand. It wasn't a call to action to her. I didn't load her all up. But because of the genteel nature and who and what she is, see, this is why I've always impressed upon people, you know, it's called situational awareness. Always understand who, what, where, when, and why, who you're dealing with. What's their absorption rate? Are they buying what you're saying to them? Are they listening to you? Always be aware of that. Many people will get disgusted. And you're really trying to help somebody out by letting them know. More people in this country pay other people to get advice. That's how we're taught to think. Nobody gives you any free advice. It's worth a damn. Maybe your mother did. Maybe your dad did. Maybe your siblings did. Maybe your good friend did. But certainly not a stranger off the street that's going to give a damn whether you know anything or you understand or your well-being or that of your family or of your children and your future. No. Who the hell's going to come up to you and start talking to you that really cares about you and don't even know who you are?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this movement that care, but they don't care enough to understand what I even just said. The situational awareness to be able to talk to that person, really reach them, so you have time in your life to move on to the next person.
to do it all over again.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
So, terrorist being a noun, anybody who disagrees with the government? Peter, what do coup d'etats look like?
Oh, they take on a lot of forms and a lot of changes. The one I'm trying to bring on is kind of interesting because the fellow that used this particular method was able to clear up what you want to call an insanity ward in Hawaii. Basically, without even touching or talking with the patient. And I know that sounds crazy. And I've got the book right here that I was reading about it. It's called Zero Limit, and it's by Joe Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E. It's called Zero Limit. And it's a real interesting book because it's a different method of getting to people, of helping them out with, let's say, love rather than, you know, anger.
Well, more specifically, what I was looking for here, Peter, here we are in the United States, and there's been words bannered around on the television and on the Internet, socialism, not so much fascism. That hasn't hit the airwaves here in America you know, that's when the government bailed out Chrysler and Ford and the banks, because, you know, it was about jobs and it was about people being able to earn a wage. And, well, they were just too big to fail. Well, for whatever the reason, looking at it in black and white in the stark light of day, if you don't understand fascism, folks, when you see it, how the hell do you know that a coup d'etat is taking place when it's happening?
The schools don't teach it, John. That's the problem. In other words, they don't teach you. It's like somebody, if I were to say to somebody, you're going to get charged today with speeding. And the guy would make up all kinds of excuses why he wasn't speeding. Yet the guy didn't know that there were elements to that charge that had to be proven in court. And see, he's totally unaware of what those elements are. The attorney knows what they are.
Sure, sure.
And if the attorney only brings up one and the judge buys it, the guy's guilty. But if the guy had known that there had to be three, then the guy could have stopped it and corrected the, from the judge calling him guilty, objecting to it and saying, hey, you haven't proven the other two elements.
So in this country, we have social, well, see, they call that socialism that we've cooked up in this country and has been operating for a number of years.
Right. The elite are doing what they think is best for you, and they're treating you as though you're orphans. So what they did is they built their own government house to house all the orphans. And right now, that's what they're doing. They're taking care of us. And they put all of these things in place, basically, to take care of us their way, yeah, rather than us with our creativity taking care of ourselves in our own way.
But you see that this is an entitlement that they have been taught that is due them from the government. And it's not fair that if they don't get it.
They've shut down the right side of the brain. Most of us are born with both sides operating like it's supposed to be. And it's amazing with all of these different techniques and everything that they've learned for thousands of years on how to control populations and stuff. What they're able to do is to close down the right side of the brain.
So when,
believe me.
So when they see something and somebody says to them, I said, wait a minute, you know, your so-called entitlement programs, the things that you think that you're entitled to from the federal government, you want to take those away from me? I mean, what are you, some kind of animal? What's your problem? Because people are hurting. They're in need. And you're just going to be that brusque and that cold-hearted to say, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry for your condition that you found yourself in, but you know what? Should I care? Because time was in this country that people actually had to work for their daily bread. Now I'm going to use an example here. And what has happened to the black population in this country? And it's, oh God, you know, I don't like having the feeling that I'm walking on eggshells. So I'm just going to say it as plainly and as politely as I can. You've been mind screwed. Yes, slavery, bad. Yes, nobody has the right to own another man. Yeah, I know all the arguments. Paying back for those egregious sins, I've seen it happen over and over, and I've seen it used to the nth degree, way past what anybody would even start to even consider to be fair. It's not exactly the way I wanted to say it, but it's as delicately as I can put it. Take a look at what condition your condition is in. Let somebody like Bill Cosby come out and say, hey, look, you know, you black men out there, you need to start taking responsibility for the seeds that you're sowing and the children that you're creating. And if you marry and you have a family, that you've got to stick with that family. Too bad I'm up against a break, because I was getting right to the heart of this as delicately as I could. So I'll handle it as delicately as I can on the other side of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all of that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, back into this delicate conversation that is not heard very often on public airwaves because we have gotten to the point that we just want to be left alone and we don't want to raise the ire of anybody and, gosh, just let me have my six-pack of beer and my Super Bowl and just leave me the hell alone. People are going into self-protection mode. They're folding up like, I don't know. I don't know what.
Wait a minute,
Peter. Let me finish here. I'm desperately trying to get my thoughts together. Pull them down for a second. Okay. I'm sorry, Peter. Just let me, in my own stumbly, fumbly way here, try to get this together. Because I really, once you say something on the airwaves, it leaves this microphone at 186,000 miles a second, and you can never get it back. It goes on forever. All right, so let me just get this out. What has happened with black people in this country? Yeah, it was a slavery issue. Yeah, there was prejudice. Yeah, okay, we got all that. What has happened, though, is people have turned this into an industry of pity, and I don't want to be pitied for anything in my life. I don't want to apologize for the color of my skin. I don't have to. Did I have any control over that? Hell no. But what I do have control of is when I become a living, breathing, thinking human being and I turn into an adult, that I make choices. That's what life is. It's a potpourri of choices. It's a whole smorgasbord of choices. Some people make better choices than other people. Some people don't even like to make choices. They let other people make choices for them. But in the case of what has happened to black people in this country, it's tragic. Remember the TV commercials that used to run? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Man, is it. You would no more buy a computer and load up viruses in it intentionally and expect it to work right, would you? No, that would be a bad choice. Many people, they can't figure out how they get all their viruses on their computer. Well, stop looking at the porn sites. That's a good place. An ounce of prevention for viruses out there for you non-porn, online porn watchers. You get them too, don't you? So, well, you try to put up a barrier. You try to put up some security on your computer so you don't get all these viruses that are intentionally being loaded into your computer, and a lot of them will load into your computer. And, oh, by the way, here's the virus protection that you need, and you can't get rid of it. It's in your hard drive. They now have viruses that come to your computer in parts that will download part of the virus and then download another part, and before too long, your hard drive's blown up, and you don't know what the heck happened. There are preventative measures and cure called knowledge, called making the right choices. But when you have an ongoing series of the bad programming into that computer, and that's all that your mind is, folks, do you know what a computer is? That is nothing but an invention of man trying to mirror what the mind does. So the black population, I'll get around to this again, in this country have been led down a path of dependence. We have the Jesse Jacksons of the world. We have the Al Sharpton. Oh, I'm sorry, the Reverend Sharpton. When was the last time you saw Al Sharpton on the air talking anything about Jesus or God? No, he's an activist. He's a communist, for God's sakes, if you really want to get down to it. We have not people being treated as people, as individuals, regardless of the color of your skin, but as not a class, not a manufactured class of people. Oh, the blacks, the African Americans. I don't even know what the hell that is. I don't know what it is. Oh, I've read, and I've had people try to explain to me what an African American is, but I still don't get it. Any more than I see Italians running around in the streets or Irish running going, I'm an Irish American. I'm an Italian American. I want special designation. I want recognition. I want a special class unto myself. And what these fine people, the engineers of a culture, of the destruction of a culture, will tell you and smile, and I want to help you. I'm here to help you. And all the while, they're destroying you. When I see news stories that 50% of the black population in Detroit, Michigan cannot read or write, do you think you're overcoming? Do you think you're getting ahead? Or have you been manipulated and used? I do not look at a black person as a black person. I will look at that person as an individual, because that's what they are. There are those that want to lump everybody into one category and, oh, he's black. No, he's white. No, he's yellow. No, he's brown. No, he's yellow. And on it goes. And they have been taught to accept socialism as a part of their integral day-to-day life. And that is the tragedy. Peter, I'm sorry.
You're talking some good stuff here.
Well, but I just had to pull you down. I don't like doing that, but you know, I know you wanted to chime in there, but I needed to fumble around and try to get this out. Because on that subject of that fascism, the people don't recognize it when they see it. They don't even know what socialism is because they're practicing it every day of their life. Taking something from somebody else that's not really due them. But the government says that it's necessary because that's the way we're going to fix a problem. And here's the question for you folks. Anything that the government has been involved in, what has been the fruit of that labor? What fruit has that planted tree bore? What has it brought to you? What were they told about Social Security? They told them, hey, you know what? We're gonna do a safety net for you fine folks out there. We're magnanimous, and we're here to help, and we're going to start the Social Security Administration. We're going to make the employer chip in on this. We're going to make the employee chip on this, and we're going to build this fund. And you know what? Just in case you get sick or you screw up in your life or whatever, at least when the age of retirement comes around, you're going to get a check in the mail. To me, that is taking the responsibility and the choice of that person, what they are going to do when they reach the age that they can no longer work. That kind of like the, what was that story, the grasshopper and the hare?
Grasshopper and the ant.
Yeah, there, the ant, not the hare, the ant, that's right. And one was partying, the other one was, well, due diligence, putting stuff away, taking care of business, looking past today into tomorrow, into next week. Well, you know the parable. You know who survived nicely and who ended up going over and stealing the other guys that he worked so hard to maintain for himself and his posterity. People don't even recognize that anymore, Peter. They don't recognize it. All they know is they need. And you cruel, heartless bastards that won't yield to my need. You're no longer human. You're something that's, my God. And again, I will ask the question in general. Do you recognize a coup d'etat when it happens to you in your own country? History is going on right before your very eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Right before your very eyes. And what do you think? And do you think is going to happen tomorrow and next week and next month? Not just to you, but to this country. Now, as I started to say almost a half hour ago, people are not going to understand it. Anyone who disagrees with the government, guess what? You're a terrorist. The Department of Homeland Security and police forces label anyone who they disagree with or who disagrees with government policies as terrorist. Don't believe me? Well, according to a law school professor pursuant to the Military Commissions Act, quoting, anybody who speaks out against the government's policies could be declared an unlawful enemy combatant and imprisoned indefinitely. That includes American citizens. And according to the FBI memo, peace protesters are being labeled as terrorists. Anybody who disagrees with the acceptable way of looking at things is a terrorist. How is this different from Stalin or Mao's use of the labels as enemies of the state? This may have seemed over the top to some, but events have proven it true. For example, the following is considered terrorism or suspected terrorism in modern America. Protesting anything. Questioning war, even though war reduces our national security. Criticizing the government's targeting of innocent civilians with drones, although killing innocent civilians with drones is one of the main things which increases terrorism. Did you catch that, folks? Asking questions about pollution, liking online privacy, paying cash at an internet cafe, asking questions about Wall Street shenanigans, supporting Ron Paul or being a libertarian. Now, let me digress here for a second. Prior to 08, when Ron Paul ran before, the Mayak report out of Missouri, Vin Finelli can tell you this because he's from Missouri, that this cockamamie thing was cooked up. How do you identify possible terrorists right in front of you? Well, the MIAC report came up with this. Hey, if they've got a Ron Paul bumper sticker, they may be a terrorist. And folks, I am not imagining or embellishing or making this up. You need to read the MIAC report. Go Google it. M-A-I-C. Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. I want you to get your head out of the dark dang place that it's been in. Because here's the alarm clock. It's going off. And it ain't electric. And it's winding down. Being an anti-tax, anti-regulation, or for the gold standard, holding gold, creating alternative currencies, stocking up with more than 7 days of food, investigating factory farming. In fact, since 9/11, virtually all dissent has been equated with terrorism. Paul Joseph Watson, he's over in Jolly Old, he writes for Jones a lot, but he does his own independent stuff, and he notes this, he said, of course, the vast majority of people who visit internet cafes use cash paid to pay their bill. Who uses a credit card to buy a $2 cup of coffee? A lot of smaller establishments don't even accept credit cards for amounts less than $10. Why? And the American people don't even know this, the majority of them, that every damn time that you use your convenience credit card or debit card, guess what? The establishment has to pay a fee. But you, as the proprietor, cannot tell the person that made that purchase using that credit card that they've just been charged a fee. You're told by the bankster gangsters that that's part of doing business. You can't tell that to the customer, and what they will do is threaten to pull your credit card machine. They tried that crap with me one time, and I said, I'll tell you what, make me mad, and I'm going to tell the entire world. They backed off and left me alone. Now, other examples of suspicious behavior include the using of residential-based internet providers, such as AOL or Comcast, the use of anonymizers, portals, or other means to shield IP addresses. There are routinely used by mobile web users to bypass public internet filters. Suspicious communications using voice over IP and preoccupation with press coverage of a terrorist attack. Now, this would apply to the vast majority of people who work in the news or political blogging industry. Now, searching the information about police or government is also listed as a potential indication of terrorism, as is using a computer to obtain photos, maps, or diagrams of transportation, sporting venues, or populated locations, which would apply to virtually anybody who uses Google Maps or Google Earth. And I'm not joking about this, folks. You are potentially a terrorist when the government monitors these sites and you're going up there for directions. Oh, might be a terrorist trying to get directions. I kid you not. Do you recognize a coup d'etat when you see one? Keep this question in your head. People who may wish to keep private the contents of personal email or online credit card purchases by attempting to shield screen from view others who are characterized as potential terrorists. Business owners who spot patrons engaging in these type of activities are encouraged to call the FBI's Joint Regional Intelligence Center, the JRIC, after first gathering information on license plates, names, ethnicity, and languages that are spoken. In total, there are 25 different cat flyers aimed at businesses from across the spectrum, everything from hobby shops to tattoo parlors. As we have documented on numerous occasions, the federal government routinely characterizes mundane behavior as extreme activity or a potential indicator as terrorist intent. They're looking for the cause. They're looking for the reason, rather, to go in and vet you. Do they really suspect you of being a terrorist? They don't give a damn. It's their job. It's the bureaucrat's job. What they have done in this country, ladies and gentlemen, is simply this. You are not innocent until proven guilty. They don't give a crap about that. You are guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Let me ask you again. Do you recognize a coup d'etat when you see one? Now, Peter, I don't know whether to wash windows, wind my wristwatch, or just give up the business of radio. Because the people don't seem to recognize that things aren't quite right, and they don't know the reasons why. Are they actively searching out, Peter, the reasons why they're being enslaved, why they don't have any money, why their economy has gone to hell, why they're losing their house, why the corporations have moved offshore? Why? That's what we attempt. That's what we attempt to do on this radio program. Are you listening? Am I wasting my time, my energy, and my money doing this? How about you people up there right now listening on KHFX? How about you? 800-313-9443. It is exactly 4:51.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Peter, let me give you an example here. J.P. Morgan, Chase caps Martin Luther King PR campaign by foreclosing on civil rights activists. It's not really about the money. It's the hypocrisy of it all. And just a short story I just pulled off here just to give you an example. I'm not going to say that I agree with everything that this story says or disagree. but I'm just putting it out there. $9,000 is not a lot of money to many people in America these days, and certainly such an amount could be raised fairly quickly with an online drive for funds. Over 40,000 people have signed the online petition protesting this. What has people upset is the blatant hypocrisy of J.P. Morgan in this and so many other things. It's what drives the Occupy people, although they don't think they realize in totality what has happened. Because if they did, they still wouldn't be out there squatting in the streets and living miserably in cold weather. They would be organizing and activating, educating themselves, and then taking action, not just standing around beating drums. And they do more than that, but I'm just saying. It's the entirety of the bank bailout with public money. Despite the propaganda campaign and deceit of the Fed to the contrary, and the subsequent massive manipulation of the political and legal process, especially in regard to the foreclosure frauds, not to mention the theft of customer funds. The banks even cheated returning war veterans. So why should an elderly black woman be treated any better? Back in the 50s and the 60s, people could have raised bus fare to take Helen Bailey to a less hostile environment in which to live, but she chose to stand her ground and fight. It's a matter of principle to her. And such principle stands mystify those without any moral principle, such as the banks and the pampered princes of Wall Street, whose only principles are self-delusional superiority, self-centered excess, deceit, fraud, and greed. She doesn't stand alone, then and now. And they refuse to give this 78-year-old woman a $9,000 principal right now. Yeah. They don't get it. Whether that woman was white, whether she was black, whether she was purple, whether she was green, little does it matter. The culprit here is really the bank. I wonder how much further this woman would have been down the road if there was a program other than the fiat banking system, Peter.
I understand what you're saying. In other words, some type of alternative that wasn't tied to the system.
They have used the race card, and I am sick of it. You know, I'm not. And what's really sad about this, Peter, is that white people are now feeling threatened. They're feeling threatened. They're out to exterminate the white people. And a lot of misguided people will point and say, oh, see, it's the blacks. No, there's something a little bit more sinister and a little bit more evil behind this plot. It is to break up the society and the culture of this country. Plain and simple. I even think Martin Luther King even said this. And you know what? King, and I've read a lot about Martin Luther King, folks, trust me. Do you think he was the angelic civil rights hero that you all thought he was, and he was chaste and pristine? No, he was banging the hookers. He was doing a lot of things that were, one might, going from a biblical standpoint, say was not exactly cool. But there was one thing that he did say that I will repeat. You judge a person on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin. And I'll add, as individuals.
Gold.